the new season also includes music from The Nutcracker and Carmina Burana, which is a cantata by Carl Orff, and it's very dramatic music. O Fortuna, you're going to be dancing to this. Talk to me about this dance and what's it like taking it through production. Do you have to approach it differently?
Differently than?
Than, say, The Nutcracker.
Oh, it's very different from The Nutcracker, especially because I'm going to be taking a very contemporary take on it, you know. And because I'm currently busy with Vampire's Ball, there we go into Nutcracker, and I've got to do Hollywood on Point first. I'm not really in my sort of front of my brain focusing on Carmina Burana, but it's the kind of thing, it's in the back kind of percolating. It's different than anything else I've done. It's a very important score.
It's really dramatic.
Yeah.
And I wonder, we think of ballet and we think the very languid lines and sensuality in the dancing, but this is really aggressive music. I mean, it's not The Rite of Spring, but it's no sit back in your seat.
That's a good comparison, not necessarily a comparison, but, you know, couple it with that kind of idea. I've seen, again, a lot of different versions, choreographic versions of Rite of Spring. Yeah, there's going to be a lot of very aggressive physicality in Carmina, definitely. I've used some of the songs from Carmina in other works. The first Battle of the Sexes, we used O Fortuna section and another short little section. O Fortuna is the famous, every, you know, TV commercials and movies use it all the time.
It's everywhere. You
know? Yeah, it's everywhere. So it's not going to be a sort of a clear narrative driven piece. I think it's going to be segments, and I just think that somehow they're all going to relate to each other, and there's going to be a resolve at the end, and I'm not really sure specifically how.
So we're listening to recorded music of this, and the ballet is dancing to recorded music in recent performances, yes?
Yes, but not this time with Carmina.
Yeah. So what's the difference between having that orchestra there to give you the bump versus dancing with a recording? Do you really get the energy off the orchestra?
Well, I think, yeah, I want to come back to that, but with this piece in particular, we're going to have a full orchestra in the pit, and we're going to have like 160 voices all on scaffolding, the whole backdrop of the stage. It's not going to be some pretty backdrop. It's going to be all singers. So you think you've got all that energy coming out of the pit, all that energy coming off the stage, and the dancing is right in the center of it. Ugh, I get goosebumps just thinking about it. Seriously. And then, you know, for example, Nutcracker. Coming back to it, you say, oh, God, can we do this? Can I deal with this another year? But, you know, then I listen to that snow music, the end of first act, and it is glorious. I mean, it's Tchaikovsky, what a genius. So you think that these were first done in a time when there was no recorded music, you know, and first performances with ballet companies was no recorded music. So we have to do it with live orchestra. And so we are bringing back the Philharmonic this year.
Now, here's my question, though, for your Nutcracker production. To me, one way you can always judge a Nutcracker production is by the Rat King. And it is, here's my judgment call, make of it what you will. Are you going to have a three-headed Rat King, or are we just going with a single head? Because I remember when I was young, I saw it in Boston at the Wang Theater.
Mm-hmm.
Three-headed Rat King. That's awesome.
That, like, blew your mind.
Yeah. So what's going on with the Rat King?
We hadn't really talked about, but you know, I'm going to take a note look at wardrobe. I mean, I've seen Rat Kings with like nine heads. You ever seen that?
No, but yeah. I mean, more heads the better, right?
I'm definitely going to say, okay, I'm very close to making a promise to you, sir.
Very good. Well, Robert Hill is the Orlando Ballet's artistic director. Their season getting ready to start October 19th. It's been great to talk to you.
Thanks so much for having me.